today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
I love a good cold beverage. One of my favorites is an ice cold Diet Coke. Each one of us has a favorite beverage, a drink that actually relaxes us and goes down just right. Some like Kool-Aid, lemonade, iced tea. Others like Pepsi, Sprite, or Monster drink. Still, there are some who must have Starbucks at some point in the day. I have worked with people who had to have their 2 cups of hot coffee in the morning. If not, it was going to be a challenging morning for everyone who had to work with them. But there's one thing we must drink daily that's essential for us, and that's water. From my understanding, we are to drink a gallon a day, 128 ounces. Health experts and our primary care physicians have shared with us the need to drink a lot of water. So the question I have for you is this: what are you drinking to quench your thirst? Do you know your spiritual bodies need to drink the right thing also? In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 5, it is written, "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness." Paul reminds us of Israel's patriarchs whose disobedience forced them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. The first generation that left Egypt had the opportunity to enter the promised land, but did not make it. Why? They were not obedient. They lusted after evil things. They did not drink from the rock on a consistent basis. They were not concerned about their spiritual health. You and I must pay close attention to these scriptures. They were written for our example that you and I would not err. The people of that day sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. They did not stay focused on the teachings of Moses. They did not intentionally apply them to their lives on a daily basis. They did not drink from the rock. What are you drinking to quench your spiritual thirst? What did you consume today that has eternal value? Did you have a cup of the Word this morning? Have you drank a 16-ounce bottle of the living water so you won't thirst again? What are you drinking? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.